This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Random question. 206-421-ROCK.
By the way, to answer the texter, very recently, Mike, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the men's room.
Random.
Hola.
Joshua, welcome to the program. Random question. All right, let's see what we got here. How about this one? What did you smuggle, and how did you smuggle it? What have you smuggled?
Oh, man, I don't even know. Trying to think here. What have I smuggled?
You didn't sneak anything in high school, a concert, a sporting event?
Well, I guess if you consider that to be smuggling, then yeah, of course. I've smuggled in whole wastefuls of pocket shots into live shows.
Yes, that would be smuggling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's smuggling.
Go hang out at the Rockstar or the Red Bull tent and use those as my mixers.
So how did you sneak them in? Just put them in your pocket and hope they don't frisk you or what?
Man, see, I'm frigid from Colorado, so when you go in, any place you go, especially outdoor events, they frisk you down. You can get those flat plastic containers that you fill full of whatever booze that you choose, and you stuff them in your waistline because they don't ask you to check your waistline. So I think the most I went in with, I think it was like 30, 32 shots or something like that, and a couple of frozen margaritas.
How did you get the frozen margaritas in?
We stopped at the, you can get them in the pouches. You stopped at the convenience store on the way to the show and bought them already pre-frozen and packed them away.
I'll be damned. Okay. Right. Now, this is the craziest thing in the world, but I've seen, it's fairly easy if you're playing golf to sneak in some booze if you want, if you're that person.
I mean, do they check anything at the golf course?
They don't, but right. There was one guy, and he had a club, that was actually just one giant container filled with whatever liquor you wanted.
Oh, yeah, and the little spout comes out of the head of the driver.
Exactly.
Seen it.
And you know, like, I'd never seen one in person. Right. I've heard of these contraptions before, but I was like, that is cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool, man. Like, that is, because it does. It looks like a real golf club. He said, okay, now you can't really, I don't want to try to hit it because I'm afraid I'll break it.
Yeah, don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, I was like, that is something, man.
That is spectacular.
I mean, everybody I ever knew.
Full of Jameson.
Yeah, you always snuck in something. And then you could figure out which golf courses sell which beers.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, let's say a course you play sells cans of Coors Light.
Right.
Well, you just bring Coors Light, nobody's going to be any of the wiser.
Uh-huh.
Ted, I know your drinking habits. Have you lately noticed that there's a Jameson shortage?
I have.
Like, I mean, I'm not kidding you. I've been to like 5 or 6 different places.
Yeah.
And Tullamore Dew's fine. And Paddy's is fine. And there's a bunch of other Irish whiskeys that are great. I just go in and say, hey, man, give me a Jameson. They're like, we don't have Jameson.
I tried to get a Jameson Saturday night before I went to a dinner party.
Apparently, there's a big shortage.
And there was Tullamore Dew.
And it's fine.
Which is good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
To me, Jesus.
You're right, man.
Sorry. I had a lot of fun this weekend. I was screaming a lot yesterday. But to me, Jameson is like Jack Daniels, right? If I just want a whiskey American, you get Jack Daniels.
Yeah, but it's not a Jack Daniels shortage. I mean,
right.
It's really just
Jameson. But I'm saying if there's an Irish whiskey that I'm just going to order, it's always Jameson.
It's going to be Jameson. Somebody here says, I took an 8-ball of Coke through the border under my testicles about 10 years ago. Great weekend. Someone else says, let's see. My mom once smuggled weed when we went to Hawaii. She vacuum sealed the weed in a bag. Then put the bag in a bag of coffee with aluminum wrapper And then, oh hell, then put that in another vacuum sealed bag, vacuum sealed that with a bunch of packets of sugar, a nice filter. It just looked like she was super crazy about her coffee.
All that's good high. Reason we asked, what did you smuggle and how did you smuggle it? After transporting a Florida woman to jail following arrest on DUI charges at a McDonald's drive-thru, cops discovered she had an 8-pack of vodka stuffed in her bra. Responding to a 911 call about, quote, a drunk female that is driving all over the drive-thru, police Monday night found Brandy Stanley.
Brandy, of course.
Behind the wheel of a Pontiac SUV idling outside of a McDonald's. Outside
Aztec,
of Orlando, Florida.
That's the last
Pontiac.
Like
it's been a while since Pontiac's made an SUV.
Stanley, who had been eating in the vehicle, smelled of alcohol, had glassy eyes, and her face was flushed, according to an officer. Additionally, when Stanley exited her car at the cop's request, she swayed from side to side. Now, after refusing to perform field sobriety tests, she was handcuffed and placed in the rear of a police car. En route to jail, she was uttering, just take me home. Let's forget this. I'm so stupid. I should know better. Well, upon arriving at the county lockup, Stanley continued to yell and scream at cops, resulting in several deputies assisting in removing her from the vehicle. And it was only after Stanley was extracted from the cruiser, police located an 8-pack of Deep Eddy vodka under her bra. You've never had Deep Eddy?
I do not believe
I've had grapefruit Deep Eddy.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man.
It'll get you screwed up
pretty
quick,
They have a bunch
too.
Of different flavors and everything. Deep Eddy is also, it's a famous, like, swimming hole in Austin.
Okay.
I have had some horrible nights with Deep Eddy involved. I mean, just where it just goes down easy.
What flavor were you drinking?
Probably the original grapefruit. Is that the original?
I'm sure they have an original, like, just plain vodka.
You've never seen Deep Eddy?
I'm looking at the label now, man. It does not. But I'm not a big vodka guy. So I wouldn't know it.
They have some good flavors. They used to always be at Summer Meltdown, too. Like, they, like, sponsor the beer garden.
Huh.
And sometimes you need a little, you know, John Daly in your life.
Well, I've never eaten
random, random, random.
Yeah, man.
Random,
and it's always good. You can impress people random, when you have the knowledge of it's a random, swimming hole random, in Austin.
And by the way, Ted, just so you know, and Miles, a lot of people are agreeing. There is, in fact, a shortage of Jameson. It says, when I owned a restaurant, I found there was a shortage of Jameson every year.
Oh.
Jameson has been in a shortage for about a month. My main bar has not had it in weeks. My bars have been out of Jameson for 3 weeks, so has my girlfriend's bar, etc.
Guess it's a real thing, though.
Yeah, ironically, I was drinking Jameson out of a red cup yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I was.
You got the last of it.
It was the big bottle.
Yeah, the last man to drink Jameson.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Rich.
Hello, Tristan. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Tristan.
Tristan.
Oh, hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Hola.
Hola, Tristan. Welcome to the program.
Hola.
Let's see here. Let's talk about doing some good. We're just saying how my brother volunteers every weekend, it seems like.
Jackass.
Every minute of the day, he's always doing something good. Have you done any volunteer work lately or in the past where you went out and just did something for somebody else's benefit?
Yeah, back in high school, there was like a city kind of volunteer group thing that we did, and it was helping out at this elderly shelter.
Well, that's cool. What kind of tasks did they put you in charge of?
I was put in charge of making sure the people were checked in and were sent to the right place.
Okay.
How do they put you on sponge bath duty? That's just me.
Those places always have a weird smell.
Pretty much.
As long as you can get through the smell, I think you're okay.
Yeah, pre-death.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, that place, it stank.
It's weird. I mean, I don't know what happens to us when we get older, but and I know we probably can't smell it on
ourselves.
It is
a chemical breakdown. We read about this once.
But, man, there's a strange scent that overtakes your body when you get older.
Once you hit a certain age, I can't remember what the chemical is, but it's just in your body, but it starts to break down. So that old people smell, that's not your imagination. That is whatever this thing is in your body, whatever this chemical is that you've had your entire life. Well, at this point, as you get older, your body just doesn't process it or whatever, and you just give off that old person stink.
Yeah. I know that this is the greatest story in the world on our question. Have you ever done any volunteer work? But it's somewhat ironic. Authorities have identified the Massachusetts woman who died at a farm in Bolton, Massachusetts. The police chief said the victim, 73-year-old Kim Taylor, was a longtime volunteer at Cultivate Care Farms. According to Nelson, Taylor was caring for livestock at about 9 a.m. Saturday when she was charged by a sheep while alone in the pen. The sheep repeatedly rammed Taylor, and she suffered extensive injuries and went into cardiac arrest shortly after. She was transported to a local hospital where she was pronounced dead. Nelson said the Bolton Animal Control Department is working with the Cultivate Care Farm staff to determine the sheep's future. According to the police chief, all animals at Cultivate Care Farms are comfort animals.
No, they're not. Not
that
one.
Who need comfort animals.
That is a comfort, a sheep comfort animal rammed a woman to death.
Right. Now, speaking of doing volunteer work, we head on down I-5 to Vancouver, Washington. A Salvation Army bell ringer was assaulted in the cash from their Red Kettle stolen Saturday night outside of a Vancouver Fred Meyer. According to the Clark County Sheriff's Office, the robbery happened just before 8 o'clock. Authorities say a man assaulted the bell ringer first, who was a senior, then took the cash from the kettle before running off. As deputies responded to the incident, they were able to find the suspect, but a chase ensued. When he continued to run, dodging through traffic, two deputies were able to detain the suspect after a brief struggle. During the chase, the cash taken from the kettle had been tossed. Authorities said a canine recovered all the money. The bell ringer was left with injuries from the attack. According to the sheriff's office, the suspect, who reportedly refused to identify himself, was booked into the Clark County Jail on charges of robbery, theft, resisting arrest, and obstruction of law enforcement.
Well, ever since I was a child, I always wondered how this doesn't happen more, because 9 times out of 10, the person ringing the bell, right, they seem like they were 65 or older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a very jolly spirit, they're a very good person, and you knew that the thing next to him had nothing but cash. But, I mean, even as a kid, I'm like, I cannot believe these guys would get mugged or jumped. So if I were doing it outside of my store, I trust that the person ringing the bell, they might look happy. They're an MMA fighter, right? You try to grab that cash.
It's a setup.
It's an absolute setup. They are there to beat your ass. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Mark, welcome to the program. Yeah, man. Mark, you got a crazy family. Let's go with this one. Even if you don't hang out with them anymore because of past experiences, who in your family is most likely to ruin the holidays?
Oh, 100% my sister.
Again, with a sister.
Yep.
What's her deal? Why can you count on her to ruin the holidays? Hello.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
So how would she ruin the holidays, hypothetically?
She's a PhD.
All right.
And she will tell you this color is green.
Oh,
Jesus. Once again, bedroom
players,
here are the seven words you can say on the radio.
Wow. Have a holy jolly Christmas.
Sucker, mother and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
I had a very good idea that was going to happen with those huge pregnant pauses, though, in the middle of the
season. And then we hit a sore spot. Yeah. He does not like his sister.
She's a PhD, which means she's a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently.
It seems like, too, like, there's a, like, there was a skit, you know, Bobby Monahan used to do, Drunk Uncle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We gotta adjust the stereotype a little bit.
What do you mean?
Well, everybody you ask, the drama, it's always like, my aunt, my sister. It's like, it's a drunk uncle might be a little drunk, but they pretty, mm-hmm. like,
but
I don't know, it doesn't come up in
drama.
Stuff.
Right.
Who is the most likely to ruin the holidays? Almost two-thirds of a poll, 63% agree that there's always one family member who takes things too far when it comes to indulging during the holidays. Meanwhile, 58% agree that their entire family just drinks way too much at holiday gatherings. Survey conducted by one poll also revealed that a little more than half of respondents know that someone is going to have to apologize the morning after the family gathering. 47% say politics their least favorite dinner table discussion topic, with more intimate ones like family gossip, personal drama. Americans add that mom and dad lead the charge in bringing up uncomfortable subjects and conversations.
Because they can.
Yeah, right.
Another popular embarrassing foul was vomiting, whether it be on another person, on the table, or even on the host.
Oh.
Uncomfortable moments and jaw-dropping conversations may factor into why 48% admit to drinking more family holiday gatherings, more so than any other social event during the year. And Americans agree there's only one coworker who takes it too far at the holiday office party. 62% also confess that they'll drink more than usual if there's an open bar at an office party, specifically because it's free, and they believe that too much booze is available parties in general, so might as well go
for it. Shut up.
Three-quarters of people feel the holiday party is where they'll truly find out what their coworkers are really like.
I agree with that.
This also proved to be one of the top reasons people attend their office parties. seeking to discover the hidden sides of their colleagues. 62% of respondents say they've dreaded going to work the next day after an office party due to embarrassment. Another 64% admit that they couldn't look at someone in the eye once the celebration ended. According to a respondent, a coworker got drunk and fell into the Christmas tree, knocked it over.
That's pretty good.
Then threw up in the boss's driveway. Good times.
We've all been there. I do remember, and I walk into work. Miles, you're already here. And there's just a look on your face. And I knew you and a bunch of coworkers had gone out the night before. I peeled out early, whatever. So I'm still a little hungover, but you just had that look that something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. So you shared with me what this mm-hmm. was, and I'm like, that's pretty bad, man, just because of the person you're talking to. All right. So fast forward about an hour, and the CEO of Odyssey.com, like the owner of the company, comes walking down the hall, right? And he looks at me and he goes, your partner over there had a lot of words for me last night. I looked at him. I said, yeah, I heard it was pretty bad, man. Like, he hit 10 for 10. And he goes, no, he only hit 9 for 10. I don't want him to think he's perfect. But, but I told the CEO, I said, look, man, I said, based on what he was giving you grief about, I agree 100%. Miles tore this guy new a-hole up one side, down the other. All the coworkers were there. So then you fast forward like another 6 weeks. They had some big-ass retreat for all the muckety-mucks, right? And one of our friends is telling us, man, the CEO was so proud of that moment. Like, it's his badge of honor now. Like, Miles from the men's room dressed me down, called me this. That's like his
mother.
Oh, you laid into him, dude. It was great.
People are looking at me like, he's not going to have a job tomorrow. And I went home that night and went, I'm not going to have a job tomorrow.
The look on your face said, I'm going to be fired later.
Exactly. This is happening quickly. More of the random question coming up, 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up, categories today, the drunkest countries in the world and the most sinful cities in America. In the meantime, it is our random room.
Random. Liquor and whores.
Random. Ian, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. Have you ever had a terrible neighbor? Someone you just couldn't stand for whatever reason.
Sure. I think we all have. I actually, I just moved recently, but before I did, I had a guy who I caught spitting on my car because he thought I parked too close to his car.
Oh, no. Is it a parallel parking situation or what?
On the street in Queen Anne, and I think he thought that I blocked him in a bit, which, I mean, it was tight, but you know how it is over there.
It's Queen Anne. What does he expect?
Yeah, I came out to find him spitting on my driver's side window as he was taking off on his bicycle, and there was a screaming match ensued, and I chased him down, and he eventually jumped off his bike and ran off into a building. And I threw his bike in a dumpster and went on about the day.
Did you? All right.
Yeah.
Nice. How long was this guy your neighbor?
About a year and a half. I knew him. I mean, I'd been in his place, and he had been over to my place.
Oh, wow.
He knew it was my bar, yeah.
So had you had any problems with this dude before that?
No, we've been drinking buddies, and we did 4th of July. It was a little complex, so 4th of July, we all kind of gathered in the courtyard and did fireworks and stuff, and I thought everybody was pretty close, but yeah, when I saw that, I just sort of flipped my lid, man.
I would think at that point, you guys would be cool. You know what I mean? Like
that would be the assumption, right?
You've had beers together. All you got to do is go, hey, man, you got to back up a little bit so I can get out of the spot.
Yeah, right. But that was the thing. You could come knock on the door and be like, hey, man, I'm in a huge rush, and I know you're in your underwear, but you're tight on my backside, you know, so on. Can you just move real quick? It'd be no big deal. So when I caught him doing it, it was like, I just was like enraged.
So what part of town have you moved to now?
Columbia City.
Okay.
Okay. So you've got like twice the size of a place now for less money?
Yes, I'm in a house now, so it's we have a driveway, and that won't happen anymore.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody spits on your car now, it's somebody in your family.
Hey, man, there's some great bars there. There are great restaurants. I mean, that little downtown area.
The restaurants,
area
for sure.
It's got a lot going for it, so that's very cool.
Columbia City?
Mm-hmm. Columbia City. Yeah, we looked at houses there whenever the hell we bought, 2014, about 7.5 years ago.
Good breakfast spot down there.
I know exactly the place you're talking. Mm-hmm, yeah. I kept hearing about it. I'm like, it can't be that good. And then we went. I'm like, it is exactly that good.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm down there, I'm usually at Rookies.
Rookies. Don't know it.
Sports bar.
Oh, I figured that.
It sounds like a sports
bar. By the name, I figured that.
You're right. Sorry.
Hopefully, the clientele
are professionals.
Yeah.
But either way. Reason we asked, have you ever had a terrible neighbor? We've seen plenty of stories where a parking dispute.
There we go.
It was someone pulling a gun. But this guy took things to a different level. 57-year-old Andre Abrams was at his house in Gainesville, Florida last Tuesday. He and the neighbors have had multiple arguments about parking, and he was upset again. So this time, he walked out of his home with a flamethrower.
Oh!
And started spraying it in the direction of their car while people were sitting inside. The flamethrower he owns is called an XM42 Light. I guess that thing can shoot flames more than 20 feet. Three kids were in the car when he did it. I don't know their ages, but they're all juveniles. Luckily, no one was hurt. The flames never actually hit the car, but witnesses said they got within about 5 feet of it. So it was pretty scary. Andre admitted to it, but claimed no one was in danger. He said if he wanted to burn the car, he would have. He's facing three counts of aggravated assault. That's something else, man, when someone whips out the flamethrower.
It's just next level. Yeah,
that's a little much.
Just in your mind, it's like there's no way to reason with this person because this is their decision. I just looked up the XM42 Light. Any guesses how much an XM42 Light goes for?
$500.
Oh, a little more than that.
Okay. $1,000.
$1,400 here on eBay.
I wonder what the fuel is for.
Wait.
Is it propane? Is it, you know what I'm saying? Is it gasoline? What do you put in it?
It's white gas, right? Or white fuel, like kind of like if you're spinning fire.
Oh, is that what it is?
I'm guessing.
I don't know either.
Hey, if you want to spend $2,400, you can also get your flamethrower connected to a drone.
I need that.
Yeah, you can get your neighbors from farther away. I'm going to see if it tells us what kind of fuel this thing uses. Let's see. Trusted. Yeah, I'm sure it is. If it spits flames, it does fail. Does fine. All new aluminum construction, fully customizable layout, rugged, sleek design. You can adjust it to your personal preference. So backpack. Da-da-da. Okay. It can, let's see. It can shoot gasoline, a gas diesel mixture, and ethanol. And all you need is a 3S lithium polymer battery. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you need one, man, that's it.
All right.
And Christmas is coming up, so.
Random person on your list that needs one.
Hello, Vanessa. Welcome to the men's room. Hola.
Vanessa, welcome to the program. Random question, question. All right, Vanessa, let's go with this one. Who have people said or say you look like? Somebody famous?
Ooh.
Maybe you recognize.
Well, not to sound too conceited, but people tell me all the time that I look like Anne Hathaway.
That's pretty good.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's not conceited if people tell you that.
Yeah, I'd take that.
If people tell you that you look like Roseanne Barr, but you insist you look like Anne Hathaway, then you have a problem.
Mm-hmm. Right. And because of that,
it's me. It's me telling myself in the mirror that I look like Anne Hathaway. Okay. Actually,
so if it was a new Lifetime Christmas movie starring Anne Hathaway, would you watch it if it came on?
Absolutely.
You do like her.
So do you find that you like her more as a result of the fact that people keep telling you look like her?
Yes, actually, when she cut her hair and did the pixie cut, I was like, I'm going to do that, too. So I also cut my hair to a pixie cut.
I'm sure your boyfriend was delighted at the time.
Now, do you have dark hair, I guess?
I do, yeah.
Okay. And kind of pale skin?
Yep, that's me.
Do you have her chest?
I mean, I think that I'm maybe a little bit more blessed in that area.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
So you're Anne Hathaway with boobs.
Yep, that's it.
Wow. All right.
You sound popular.
I mean, no one here is complaining. Have you noticed that, Vanessa? We're all exactly. Okay.
Okay, hey, man. Where were you at Live Day?
I mean, right. I think the one thing I'd say bad about Anne Hathaway is she doesn't have the most curvaceous body.
I think the worst thing I can say are the movies she does. But otherwise, she seems fine.
I'm not sure I've seen her movies.
That's what I mean. Like, her movies
rom-coms, right?
Might be good. I don't know because the way they're advertised, like, this does not, like, Devil Wears Prada. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's not. Mike says it's a decent movie.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Well,
it's good. I like it.
It also has Meryl Streep in it, so I mean, you can't really go wrong when you bring in the best.
Again, but. Meryl Streep, I'm sure she's a fine actress. I've seen very little of what she's done because she is also cast in the types of movies that do not appeal to her. And I know, don't judge a book by its cover, but typically I'm going to say starring Meryl Streep, and then they go through the plot or the commercial. I'm like, I don't want to see this.
Yeah. Yeah, same.
She's a little above my pay grade. You know what I mean? She's a little too classy.
She was in, this is different than our Buster guy. She was in Alice in Wonderland, Bride Wars, Get Smart, The Devil Wears Prada, Brokeback Mountain, Princess Diaries.
Those are from my childhood. So I
Princess Diaries?
Oh, yeah. Those were Disney movies when I was a kid.
Princess Diaries.
It's live.
It's when she was this nerdy, ugly schoolgirl, and then she finds out that she's a princess of this place called Genovia. Her mom is Julie Andrews.
I'm thinking the Princess
Bride.
Sorry,
that's
grandmother. Why I was confused. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I believe it or not, Mike, when I was growing up, that sort of happened to my neighbor.
Really?
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, she found out she was like a princess or a queen of some country or whatever, and so then...
What?
Like, she's like royalty, yeah. It was
What is the... Because she still reaches out to you, right?
She sends me...
And this chick is hot.
She sends
she
me...
She is really good looking.
She sends me... she does relief work in that country. So they
build
schools,
country that she's a princess of.
Clean water, stuff like that. So she asks for donations all the time for whatever project. Sometimes they work on sanitation issues. They work basically the infrastructure within Sierra Leone. Is that the name?
I believe that. Why doesn't she? I mean, like, I'm the prince of a country, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's get on this.
Well,
like,
she was adopted, and then she wanted to find out who her parents were. So she was doing some investigative work and found out that she was actually, in fact, a princess. And when she was reunited with her parents, her original birth parents, who are still married, by the way, and still, you know,
the
are
king and queen
of the country or whatever, like, when they brought her back, it was like a big deal. It was like
the
princess returns home from America, the long-lost princess of this place.
But why would a king and a queen give away their daughter?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
That just seems very odd.
Now she's
she's legitimately
I've seen
a
picture.
Royalty.
I'm just saying she's just, like heir to the throne. You wouldn't. Now it was like a danger.
She's
thing.
An actress in Hollywood.
What's her name?
Sarah Culberson. But that's her. But I mean, like, she does the modeling thing, the acting thing. She's been in a bunch of different stuff. All she wants me is to give her money.
So she's an actress and a model, and she's reaching out to your broadcast.
And the best thing about her is that I always liked her. I always walked home with her and talked to her, even though she's a few years younger than me. I was always cool to her. So if she ever wants to give some money to some old neighbors, I got to be in her good graces, I figure.
Why don't we hook up a trip there, man? See if she'll syndicate our show
to Los Angeles, where she lives.
No, her whatever the home country is.
Yeah, exactly. It's Sierra Leone.
Is it Sierra Leone?
Yeah, Sierra Leone princess. That's her.
She's the princess
didn't know
of Sierra
she was
Leone
a royal.
And lived in West Virginia.
Yeah.
I mean, what are the odds?
I don't know. But now she gets to wear that thing.
I mean, look at that. Yeah, you're royalty if you're wearing that, right? Good God,
because anybody else, Peter would kill you. the reason we ask, who do people say you look like? A Chinese man recently went through the worst week of his life after being arrested not once, not twice, three or four, but five times in only 3 days,
Jesus,
due to his uncanny resemblance to a prison escapee. In October, a criminal by the name of Zhu Zhizhan managed to escape from a prison in northeast China. Authorities scrambled to locate him, but after spending valuable time and resources, they were forced to offer up a $150,000 reward, which was then bumped up to $700,000 for any information on the fugitive's whereabouts. This made him a valuable target in part of China where the average monthly income is about $2,000. And unfortunately for him, he's a doppelganger of the criminal who they were looking for. Recently reported the story, the Global Times did, of the unnamed man from the city who was reported to police five times because of his resemblance. Sadly for the innocent man, photos of him and the financial reward offered by authorities for information on his whereabouts made news headlines on TV stations, making him then a walking target. The fact that he shared the same facial features and even the same haircut, that didn't help either. Luckily, the man's nightmare ended on November 28th when the guy who actually did this was finally apprehended by police. During his incredible ordeal, Chinese people recommended that he wear his ID around his neck at all times.
I would.
With only 2 years to go from an 11-year prison sentence, the guy who escaped is now looking at additional time behind bars. And there's one more. Kind of a crazy story. A formerly homeless man who ended up in a mental institution for more than 2 years because of mistaken identity is suing the state of Hawaii and various Honolulu police officers. Joshua Spreetsbox, attorney, say in a lawsuit in Honolulu that officials have not responded to a petition seeking to correct his records to ensure the error never happens again. Petition filed in state court talks of his bizarre plight, which started with him falling asleep on a sidewalk.
Okay.
He was homeless and hungry while waiting in a long line for food outside of a shelter in 2017. When a police officer roused him awake, he thought he was being arrested for the city's ban on sitting or laying on public sidewalks.
All right.
The officer mistook him for a man named Thomas Castleberry, who had a warrant out for his arrest for allegedly violating probation in a 2006 drug case. Well, despite his protest that he was not Castleberry, he ended up in the Hawaii State Hospital, where he was forced to take psychiatric drugs, the petition said. When a doctor looked into his case and verified the mix-up, officials tried to cover up the mistake by quietly setting him free with 50 cents to his name.
Come on.
Lawsuits allege false imprisonment, intentional infliction of emotional distress, all kinds of other claims. Department of the Attorney General has not served, has not been served with a complaint and has not yet had the opportunity to review it with our clients' agencies. The state public defender said his office had no comment. The guy's lawyer says the lawsuit will hopefully lead to procedural changes to ensure that proper identification is necessary for people in custody. They're also seeking some monetary damages on that, which I don't think would be the biggest ideal.
Do people tell you that you look like anyone, as far as celebrities go?
Back in the day, maybe a little bit more like Matthew Modine. I don't get that as much anymore.
All right.
That's just because he's not as popular.
You think if he were still doing this thing, people, there's Miles. Somebody
well,
compared
like,
you to
I
the,
mean, because it's not that bad of a comparison.
Not that. I hear Jerry Rice and Wendy Williams. So, yeah, I'm the perfect combination of both of them.
Weren't you also Dennis Rodman?
Well, in that case, it was, this is South Beach, Florida, all right? And, if you are a tall, thin, black dude with tattoos, the assumption is that you are somebody, all right? But I was unaware of this, but everywhere we went, we kept getting special treatment, right? You could just tell, like, we went to one club or something like that, and it's one of those clubs where you can't wear a hat inside, which is kind of par for the course now. I did not know this, but I walked in, and I'm sitting at the bar with my wife close to the entrance. And the bouncer is just chatting us up, man. This Brooklyn guy, real nice. So these three guys come to walk into this place, and they're wearing baseball caps. And the guy goes, "Hey, man, just so you know, if you come in, you can't wear the hats." And they pointed. And keep in mind, I had no idea this rule was a thing. I did not realize I was getting special treatment. So the guys, they point at me because I'm sitting right there, and they go, "Well, that brother's wearing a hat. What's the difference?" The bouncer freaks out. He's like, "He's a special customer, blah, 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 blah," right? So I looked at my wife, and she goes, "Who do you think they think you are?" I said, "It does not matter, because they haven't asked, they haven't suggested. The guy's playing it cool, so whatever." So we get hooked up with drinks and all this. But we go to a sushi restaurant, and one thing I told my wife, I said, "All right," because we're walking through South Beach, and she had this pair of massive sunglasses with white rims. And I said, "Whatever you do, don't smile. You look like a turbo bitch the whole time, because when you see, like, athletes and rich dudes, like, whatever their trophy is, right, they always look miserable, right? Because they're there for the money. We get it. So I said, just act like you are here for the money. You don't like me. I treat you poorly. Mm-hmm. Don't freaking smile." So we got, and she pulled it off excellently, and I'm not sure why that is. But we went to get sushi at a place, and the way we sat, I'm facing the sushi chef. And every time I look up at him, man, the dude kept bowing to me. And then you realize, reflexively, you know, I start bowing back, which I don't know if it's proper protocol, but I literally could not lift my head up from the food. Because my eyes looked at him, and he had a smile the whole time. Mm-hmm. And he kept, right? So, and this is like an hour and a half, and we're getting drinks. We got a couple free rolls. I don't know what's going on. So finally, the waiter comes over to hand me the check, and he goes, listen, man, I know that you're not, but the sushi show insists that you're Dennis Rodman. I'm like, that's the ugliest brother on earth, man. I don't want to look like. He said, look, just accept it, because he hooked you up with so much free crap. So this guy, you know, I kind of waved to him like, thank you, and that made his day.
All right.
Because in this guy's mind, Dennis Rodman just acknowledged him saying, hey, thank you for all the free roll. I didn't know we were getting it on the house until we got the bill. I mean, it was like $12 by the time we're done. I'm like, it was like $200 worth of booze, food, and all this. It costs nothing. And again, the waiter's just like, hey, man, just deal with
it. Well, and most people don't like who people tell them they look like.
Right. Dennis Rodman.
Well, I know. We've had this conversation. I'm not the one getting mistaken
even
for him.
And no, here's my problem with that. Because the one time I met Carmen Electra, remember she dated Dennis Rodman?
Yeah, of course.
She didn't think I looked like Dennis Rodman. I want her to think I look like Dennis Rodman. I don't want the sushi.
Give me one more go.
Right. Give me one more go, baby. Get drunk enough and think I'm Dennis Rodman. I had already met her before. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, there's no play going on there, man. So, like, if I'm going to look like Dennis Rodman, well, at least let Carmen Electra think I look like Dennis
Miles,
Rodman.
Do you think Matthew Modine is exceptionally attractive?
No, not at all.
But neither are you.
I understand why. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Generally, I like, mean, some women, look, but for the most part, almost every dude I know that has, like, a celebrity doppelganger, they're like, but that guy's ugly. It's like, well, it's hard to realize what you look like.
Yeah. I'm happier with Wendy Williams than I am Dennis Rodman.
Well, just to put it saying, you look like Clint Howard or whatever. Weirdest one I've ever had.
No one looks like Clint
Howard.
This
was a couple years ago before COVID hit and all that. And I was down in outside of Portland playing golf. And I booked the tee time online, you know, through their website. So I just put in my name, Miles Montgomery, whatever. I get to the counter. And I'm like, yeah, Montgomery for 2:11:30, whatever. And the guy's like, Miles Montgomery. He's like, you know, when I lived in Seattle, there was a radio show, and there was a guy on the radio show that I listened to named Miles Montgomery. I was like, get the hell out of here. No way. He's like, yeah, swear to God, if you're ever up there. And I said, just so I know, I said, is it any good, the show? And he's like, I mean, it's all right. I just listened to it to kill time. I'm like, what do you mean it's just all right? And he goes, well, I mean, it's not great. I mean, some days are better than others. They do this one thing with bad jokes and stuff. It's pretty funny. I guess it's okay. It was really the only thing on. I'm like, what do you mean it was the only thing on? I was like, it was Ron and Dawn on. There was all these other shows on. He's like, are you Miles Montgomery? I'm like, no.
No,
he's
no.
He's like, yeah, you are. I'm like, yeah. He's like, what do you mean it's just all right? It's just all right. Come on. You know what I mean? Oh, this golf course is just all right. You know what I mean? I know Tiger Woods won here, but just okay with me.
I went through it Friday night. The guy's like, well, why would you, if you're the Ted Smith, why would you be in this bar? I'm like, because it's Friday night. I was at a hockey game. This bar's closed. My friends are here.
Well, like, you can't be in his bar. Like,
right. I was like, well, I'll leave. Where else would I be?
Well, somebody here goes, Dennis Rodman, big deal. I'm told all the time that I look like Steve Buscemi.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, you got it worse than me, dude.
He's a good actor.
Your guess is as good as mine on the way to categories and drunkest counties or countries in the world and the most sinful cities in America. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.